Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, no, no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed and honored to be before you on today. But once again, praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I said, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I truly want to be honored by first acknowledging God, who is truly the head of my life. We want to honor God, who is definitely the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Master in the name of Jesus. And I then want to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. And I also want to hello to all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, or even into our archives in the name of Jesus. We want to say God bless you, 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 and you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Once again, we're coming forth reading out of the book of Revelations. Yes, we've reached the book of Revelations. Amen. And we began on yesterday, praise God. But before I even go forth even to that, I want to say hello to our listeners out there in Indonesia. Praise God. We have those listeners, praise God, out there. And praise God, South Korea. Amen. God bless you. We also acknowledge those, praise God, that are listening and downloading our shows, amen, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God for those that are out there in, amen, Canada. Amen. We have those we notice, praise God, as we look into our archives and recognize our listeners, amen. We recognize those, praise God, that are out there in, amen, Egypt, amen. We can recognize you out there in Germany. Bonjour. In France, praise God, amen. We recognize those in Japan and in the name of Jesus. And as we mentioned, South Korea, amen. And we just Sweden, amen. And we just, praise God, we go through and we look into our archives and we recognize those around the world that are listening onto our programs. And that's what I've just done, is gone back. And once again, I've seen that we have listeners around the world. God bless each and every one of you. And then, of course, we want to acknowledge those here in our home area. Praise God. The United States. Amen. God bless each and every one of you, those out there in California, Minister Andrew Orlander. God bless you, my brother. I praise God on everything that's going on with you and your family. Amen. Brother Eddie, praise God. God bless you out there in Chicago, Illinois. I know it's out there snowing pretty bad out there in Springfield, in the name of Jesus, where I reside. And we just praise God that we're able to be above water, above ground, and blessed. All of you out there listening unto us, we are coming forth with a powerful, and I mean powerful, reading out of the book of Revelation. And I strongly encourage you in the name of Jesus, truly trusting in the presence of the Spirit of God as I bring forth this word through the anointing that God has blessed me with. Let's move forward as we pray. In the name of Jesus, as we pray for those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are incarcerated, those that are in youth facilities, drug treatment centers. We have to pray for others in the name of Jesus if we want to get blessed for ourselves. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on today, Lord, I just want to pause for a moment to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for allowing us to be before you on this day. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are allowing us, in the name of Jesus, to continue to be obedient to the call that you've said for us to do, being obedient to how you've delivered and healed us and strengthened us. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our bodies. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your provisions for us on today. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessings in the name of Jesus, trusting in you, giving faith and believing in you. And, Lord God, we ask that for the men and women that are out there, Lord God, that are having difficult times, we ask that you make a way. Make a way out of no way for them, Lord God, that they're able to come forth and ask once again, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, we ask that you touch the minds, hearts, and souls of those that are listening to your word on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. This time as we come, praise God, on today, we're going to actually going to do something, another twist onto our program, praise God. That twist is that we started reading the book of Revelations on yesterday. But what we're going to do is that we're going to start from the beginning in the book of Revelation. And we're going to take our time and we're going to let the anointing and the Spirit God speak to each and every one of you. No matter where you're at, no matter where you're going through, listen to this word. In the name of Jesus, let us read.
Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bareketh of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, Greece, be unto you and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made his kings and priests unto God and his Father, that him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, indeed also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall weep because of him. Even so. Amen.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation,
I am in the kingdom of patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of the trumpet, saying, I am of Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it into the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Sodicea. And I turned to see the voices that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girt about the depths with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice was the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in the right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I knew thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and has borne, and has patience, And for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from which thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hast the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angels of the church of Smyrna write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I knew thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I knew the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But thou faithful unto death, that I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angels of the church in Pergamos, these things saith he, which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seed is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cause the stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying, he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things seeth the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and faith and faith and thy patience and thy works, and alas, to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, he have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servant, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent for her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her unto great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the churches, shall know that I am he that searcheth the reins the heart. And then I will give unto every one of you according to your deeds. And I will give unto you according to your works. But unto you, I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall be broken in shivers, even as I receive of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Revelation chapter 3. And unto the angel of the churches of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spears of gold and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hast hold fast, and repent. For if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even inside us, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me, and wait, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, I have the same shall be clothed in the white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them, to deal and dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that heareth, have a ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And unto the angels of the churches of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will thou vert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to abide by my gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame in thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, Bezalel, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome. I am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, the door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was looked upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and thou was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald. I round about the throne with four and 20 seats, and upon the seats I saw 4 and 20 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And thou was 7 lots of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, there were 4 beasts full of the eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion in
The second beast was like a dot. And the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them 6 wings about them. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when these beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him and sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Revelation chapter 5.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sit on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, which is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals therein. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God
by the blood.
Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests,
and we shall reign
on the earth.
And I
beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne,
and the beast,
and the elders,
and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands, and thousands.
Were they saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength
and honor and glory and
blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth
and under the earth,
and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say,
blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb of ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen.
And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
Revelation chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard,
as it were the noise of a thunder,
one of the four beasts saying, come and see.
And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, the second beast say,
come and see.
And that went out another horse that was red.
The power was given to him that sat thereon
to take peace from the earth,
and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say,
come and see.
And I beheld, and lo, a black horse,
and he that sat on him had a pile
of balances in his hand.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, O measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say,
come in, see.
And I looked, and behold, a pale hostess
and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him. The power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth.
And when he had opened the fifth seal,
I saw the altar, the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge the infant or blood on them that dwell on the earth?" In white robes were given unto every one of them that was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the star of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of the mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a screw when it is rolled together, and every mountain and isle were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the den, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the faces of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Amen. Well, that's going to conclude the reading of Revelation chapter 6. And the power of God is magnificent. And this is the showing of the return and the opening of the seven seals. But we see the power and the anointing of God where he let us know beforehand, repent, that we ought to repent. I'm going to offer that opportunity even now. If you're sinning, if you're tired of sinning, you want to make a change, you don't know how, you don't know when, you don't know where, you just want to make a change. You just need to make a change. Share this prayer with me. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you this evening, I come before you as a sinner. I realize that I must ask for forgiveness of my sins, which I am asking for forgiveness of my sins, to cleanse me of all of my unrighteousness,
Now, God, you said to ask for the Holy Spirit as he stands at the door knocks. And so we invite him into my life to give me control, to help me give you control, to show me what I should do. Help me to learn and understand the word. Come into my life now, Lord. Take control in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, that was a sinner's prayer, that we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. He said, you'll be saved. He said that if we confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. This is where we are on today. So as we read the book of Revelation, please understand, this is the book of Revelation. This is what the ending. And this is sweet, sweet ending. Because for those that are in Christ, we are not going to be forgotten. Once again, thank you for joining us on today, this evening. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon. although they've said I've never trapped you, I want you to know it's